we've obviously had this issue for many years, going back right into the start of the last century, I think, in Yarram. And clearly in more recent times, there's been discussions about getting the drainage undergrounded. And I think that obviously the completion of the work will be of great benefit to the economic structure of Yarram and the benefit for all people of the district, in fact.
What actually happens when you have a massive downfall there? What happens in your main street?
Well, if we get rain on the catchment, we suddenly find that the drains are overflowing, and that's all exacerbated by cars parking in the street, and people just can't access their vehicles, they can't access shops. It does create huge problems, like it did, the Thursday about a fortnight ago when we had heavy rain.
What happened there?
Well, in that case, to be perfectly honest, Selena, I was homesick. But the report,
probably a good day to be home by the sounds of it.
It was a very good day to be home, but the usual thing happens. The streets were covered in water, and it was almost impossible to get into vehicles, to get into shop fronts. The drains all overflow, and I think, as was stated just before, we have threats of water going into shops. There are some businesses that usually do find that they have problems, depending on how heavy the rain is. We have had water inside the doors of shops or in the cellars of the hotel over the years, and, you know, this is obviously a real problem for traders.
Is it just because that system there is antiquated that it can't cope with the flow?
Or? Oh, absolutely, Celine. I mean, Yarram is obviously very flat, and also the drainage is all basically surface drainage. There's only a few places in town where we've got underground drainage, so the surface drains just haven't been designed to get the water away in a sort of a heavy rainfall event. And, you know, the design that was sort of developed by the Wellington Shire, with underground drainage, the trunk sort of outfall to go up Land Street, the new wetland area that they've constructed on the old railway land site. I mean, it's all designed to get that water away more quickly and hopefully facilitate operations in the main street.
Everybody wanted something done, Gary Stevens. It just appears that nobody wanted to accept the responsibility of paying for it. Would it have been fair if traders picked up the cost or ratepayers picked up the cost? Would that have been a fair way to go?
Well, of course, this has been a long-term argument, Celine. I mean, I personally probably changed my mind, I'd be honest to say. A few years ago, I sort of wasn't that keen, but then I saw that it would be of benefit to businesses, and I felt that it was this argument about it not just being a local problem. I mean, Yarram serves as a little sub-regional community, and the main street and the shops are sort of important for the whole district, and the drainage system can be seen as Peter, I think, pointed out very correctly. It's seen as servicing a sort of a larger area. And so, yes, this argument has gone on. Unfortunately, we've had a bit of toing and froing as to who should pay for it. If the work can be completed, it will be of huge benefit to not only all the Main Street businesses, but all the people that use the street. I mean, we'll be able to modify the street to hopefully reduce the size of the drain so that older people and people with any sort of disability may be able to access the businesses more easily. So there will be benefit to the wider community.